This diagnosis, which I have dictating the patient's name, is Kenneth Radke, R-A-D-T-K-E, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth is 11/30/1929. Date of service is 9/5/2023. Mr. Radke is a 93-year-old male. Its history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the hospital after he suffered a traumatic fall. His head fallen multiple times, also had episodes of blackouts. He says that he was admitted after he was going to the bathroom when he lost consciousness and fell down. Patient did hit his head. He was seen in the emergency room. He was admitted to the hospital. CT scan of the head showed no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage. Chest x-ray and pelvic x-ray showed no evidence of acute fracture. CT scan of the lumbar spine showed an acute compression fracture of the superior end plate of L5. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Neurosurgery was consulted. Was given pain medications for pain control. But otherwise doing better. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any headaches or blurring of vision. He did had a fall and had a laceration on his left hand. He had 16 stitches. He otherwise denies any other symptoms or complaints. He has been non-compliant in terms of he tries to get up on his own, but no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, major depressive disorder, history of BPH, history of frequent falls. History of benign neoplasm of the brain. Urinary retention. Past surgical history. Has been significant for left knee surgery and vasectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, does have history of urinary retention, history of BPH. no history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, he does have history of syncope, history of falls, denies any history of TIA or CVA. No other, all other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils wiggled around and reactive to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, ultrasound S2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Left wrist with dressing in place. Impression, number one, multiple falls. Next, compression fracture. Lumbar vertebra, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, degenerative joint disease, next, deconditioning, next, history of traumatic subdural hemorrhage, benign tumor of the brain. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, will consult physical and occupational therapy. He was encouraged to drink enough fluid, eat better. However, also recommended that he call the nurse prior to getting up on his own. He will have him evaluated by physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Coded status is DNR, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldridge, ELDREDGE, Thomas, THOMAS, date of birth. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 9/5/2023. Mr. Eldridge is a very pleasant 81-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, and insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, as well as peripheral neuropathy, secondary to diabetes mellitus, who was admitted to the hospital with right lower extremity weakness and numbness. CT scan of the head revealed remote infarction of the left PICA territory. CTA of the head and neck revealed significant atherosclerotic disease of the carotid arteries with 80 to 90% narrowing on the right and 50 to 60% on the left. Patient was not a candidate for thrombectomy or thrombolytics. MRI of the brain did reveal acute infarct of the paramedian left posterior lobe, as well as possible non-pressure hydrocephalus. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Neurology was consulted. Vascular surgery was also evaluated the patient because of carotid stenosis. Recommendations were against any acute intervention at the present time. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was improving. His symptoms were doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he said that he's feeling better. He does complain of some numbness in the right lower extremity, as well as slight weakness, but he states that it is better from before. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaint. Past medical history has been significant for insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, next peripheral neuropathy, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Past surgical history has been significant for cataract surgery, cardiac catheterization, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, reviewed and as documented in EHR, social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, no palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, he didn't have any cough, didn't have any shortness of breath, didn't have any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, didn't have any nausea, no vomiting, didn't have any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, does complaints of lower extremity weakness as well as numbness in the right leg, does have history of peripheral neuropathy, history of CVA, no history of seizures. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran unreactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to all. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2/6. Left lung border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression, number one, acute CVA, right hemiparesis, next bilateral carotid stenosis, next lower extremity pain / weakness, next insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, next peripheral neuropathy, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his sugars, was encouraged to do the exercises with therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Catherine Ross, R-O-S-S, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 12-22-1957. Date of service is 9-5-2023. Miss Ross is a very pleasant 65-year-old female with history of COPD, history of congestive heart failure, asthma / COPD, chronic pain disorder, fibromyalgia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, history of sleep apnea as well as history of rheumatoid arthritis, admitted to the hospital with complaints of left hip pain, which has been progressively getting worse, unresponsive to conservative treatment, underwent left total hip arthroplasty. Her surgical procedure went uneventful. She was subsequently doing better and recuperating, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she's sitting up in her chair, stating that she's doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of asthma / COPD, next history of chronic pain, next fibromyalgia, next depression, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next obesity, next rheumatoid arthritis, next sleep apnea, Next, DJD. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, back surgery, carpal tunnel release, cervical fusion, cesarean section, foot surgery, and total knee replacement, bilateral. Allergies to Keflex, penicillin, sulfasalazine. Social history. She smokes. She used to smoke cigarette one pack a day. Has quit for 3 years. Has smoked for almost 25 plus years. Alcohol, none. All of current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. It review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any palpitations. She does have history of CHF, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Denies any history of MI or CAD. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of asthma / COPD, history of ex-smoker. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Denied to urinary, no complaints. Neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. No history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of back pain, history of back surgery, as well as cervical fusion. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEMT examination was normal, pupils wrinkled round and reacted to light, extraocular movement for intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brain, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, bilaterally symmetrical. Left hip wound with dressing in place. Impression. Number one is status post left hip arthroplasty. Next, history of CHF. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, asthma / COPD. Next, history of next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia. Next history of rheumatoid arthritis, next GERD, next TJD. Transplant patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medication, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue current medication, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is William Armitage, A-R-M-I-T-A-G-E, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, date of birth is 11-17-1936, date of service is 9-5-2023. Mr. Armitage is seen in his room today at the request of the family since he has not been eating, has been complaining of a cough. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any pain with deep inspiration. Denies any productive phlegm. His appetite, he does not have much appetite. Also has been going to the bathroom more frequently. Somewhat complaints of burning or discomfort, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, cough. Next. History of sepsis, next. Hypertension, next. History of hematuria, next. DJD, next. History of cognitive impairment, slight deficit treatment plan, discuss the patient about his symptoms. We'll check blood tests, including CBC, BMP, as well as urine analysis. We'll get a chest x-ray as well as an abdominal x-ray. I've encouraged him to drink more fluids, continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.